And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. As always, I'm joined by cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Good to be here.
So this morning, we're going to talk about what's actually in pot. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm finding this very interesting. I think the whole subject is fascinating. If you go to dispensaries, if you've been to a dispensary, you've gotten the talk. Indica sativa hybrid. If you haven't gone to a dispensary, if you go there, you're going to get the talk. That's just the way it is. And basically in dispensaries, they came up with a way to have three basic categories, sativa, indica, or hybrid, a combination of those. And it's become standard. I mean, they say sativas are said to give you more energy and that probably it's better in the afternoon, the daytime, and indicas are more retrospective, I guess, and better when you don't need to work, when you just want to space out. And it brings up the question, is this the best way for consumers to know what they're getting? You know, you get some kind of a product and it says kind of what's in it, but you don't really know, and we don't really understand that. And nowadays there's a train of thought that says it has nothing to do with indica or sativa or hybrids. It's a thing called the entourage effect, and its basic tenet is it's the combination of all the cannabinoids working together like they do in the plant. And the concept that chemical substances in cannabis, especially cannabinoids like THC and CBD, those are both cannabinoids, and terpenes, which are the oils that give different strains of cannabis their distinctive fragrance. They do this for everything. All plants have some kind of terpenes. And this, the entourage effect says that they work better in concert when they're not isolated from one another. When you get the whole plant, people will say the whole plant. That's what they're talking about, is a combination of CBD and THC. And this seems to rub against the basic way that drugs and medicines are created today. Because when you think about it, they isolate, they test compounds, and then they develop drugs and patent those drugs from the compounds that they find. And so many scientists are still openly skeptical of most entourage effect claims because we haven't done much testing on it. I talked to a woman who is a scientist, and she says, I'm not against marijuana. I want to study it carefully. We know it can affect pain and appetite, but the large majority of what's being said is driven by anecdotal marketing. These guys are really trying to make money. And I took that to heart. I thought, well, you know, there's some truth to that because we really haven't studied this plant enough to know exactly what's going on. And if this goes against basic medical practice, people are going to be skeptical who are in the medical industry. You know, all plants contain chemical compounds. They use them themselves for defense against animals, smells, other organisms. We're just learning how plants are doing this. And cannabis has more compounds than most plants. That's what's really interesting about it, besides the two best, which is THC, which gives us the cannabis high, and cannabidiol, which is CBD, which is generally associated with its healing qualities. But there's more than 100 different chemical compounds, THCA, CBDA, CBN, CBG, all of these things that have been found. But again, we're still just sort of going along. And in 1988, scientists discovered that the human body has an endocannabinoid system. I thought this was crazy when I first heard about it, but it's true. It's a system that helps keep the body in balance, like controlling appetite, sleep, cognition, anxiety, and the body produces its own cannabinoids. They're called endocannabinoids that are similar to those produced by cannabis. They're not the same, but they're similar, and they both activate CB1 receptors that are found in the brain and CB2 receptors that are found throughout the rest of the body. And recently, a CU group that has been studying cannabis, they studied the chemical composition of marijuana products of 90,000 samples across 6 states. The co-author, Brian Keegan, says, our findings suggest that the prevailing labeling system is not an effective or safe way to provide information about these products. This is a real challenge for an industry that's trying to professionalize itself. And he's absolutely correct about that. They sorted through 90,000 samples from six states according to their cannabinoid and terpene makeup and found, not surprisingly, that the vast majority of the cannabinoids in recreational cannabis are the psychoactive THC.
And am I correct that this study also found that some of the funny names, not just indica, sativa, and hybrid, but like golden goat and purple Urkel and these sorts of names that you hear on cannabis, that they might be totally different at different dispensaries. So
correct.
Let's say you buy golden goat and you see it on a list, you know, at another dispensary, those might not give you the same effect at all.
Yeah, you might think that when you're buying it, but we don't know. We really just don't know. And basically, they started looking at the terpene content, and that's this fragrance thing that makes you like things or dislike things. And they found products tend to fall into three distinct terpene categories. But they also found that the categories don't correspond necessarily to the indica, sativa, and hybrid labeling scheme. So this is still just something, well, like the authors wrote, it's likely that a sample with the label indica will have an indistinguishable terpene composition as samples labeled sativa or hybrid. And I think this is really a fascinating subject. We're just getting going on it, and we need more research. The researchers themselves say, you know, prove us wrong. Let's find out more about what this plant can actually do.
Yeah, really interesting. I'd imagine that people that are support cannabis and interested in it and like it, and people who don't, would both be interested in making sure that we have some uniformity in knowing what we're getting is concerned.
Sure, we should all know that. And again, this is just something that for 100 years, you know, it was an off subject. Scientists couldn't do anything about it. And now we're finally getting around to it. Wow.
Really interesting stuff. Well, Leland, we really appreciate your time. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.